Gracias.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I would like to talk about the experience of Costa Rica and Panama to compile last year's report for 2023, linked to SDG 6.5.2. Historically, there's been a very good relationship between Costa Rica and Panama, a historic, sustainable, and well consolidated relationship which allowed us to build this report. We share approximately 17 squared kilometers of transboundary aquifers and basins, and we have an institutional arrangement covering this equivalent to 14.5% of our territory. Now, the last report allowed us to have the opportunity to sit down together to build up our data, and so we had a technical binational meeting entitled Strengthening Links on SDG 6.5.2 for Cooperation for Transboundary Basins, Costa Rica, Panama. That took place in June last year. Work was done on exchanging general data between countries so we could understand the realities of both countries. We then had a joint review of the forms the countries had filled out on this SDG sub-item, and then we agreed on a program of work, also linked to SDG 6.5.2. Now, recently in March, we took advantage of a regional space, the fifth regional dialogue on water in Latin America and the Caribbean, which took place in Costa Rica, and we had this link with Panama, which made this easier, and we were able to present our experiences alongside them in the field of water. In April, in San Jose, a political meeting was held between both countries to validate a program for strategic action for the management of the transboundary Ciaxola River. There are six important areas of joint action in this area for financing so that it can be fully covered. And we hope that by the end of May this year, we'll be able to sign in Panama an official document consolidating this relationship between the two countries. This program seeks to improve the management of transboundary water resources with communities, whether they are indigenous or elsewhere otherwise present, over 10 years. Goals include development of border communities, a culture of peace and conflict prevention around water use, strengthening technical capacities and local management, bringing citizens into play, ensuring that cooperation can facilitate prioritization and use of resources, and increasing investment into projects. Finally, I'd like to highlight that Costa Rica has an institutional arrangement with the Ministry of Environment and Energy and the Ministry of the Interior of Hungary. And as part of this, we have been able to converse with our counterparts in water, including Peter Kovac from their head of mission. And we would like to very much welcome this form of cooperation in the management of transboundary waters. Thank you.